Simen Nun Gimel, Din Reitev Umashka Shaperis Virakai. So laws regarding broth, juice of fruits and vegetables. Kol Peris Virakai, Halacha Aleph. Kol Peris Virakai, all fruits and vegetables, Shaschatam, Vahitzu Mehem Mashkim, that one squeeze in was, and you extracted their juice. Mevarchal Al Mashkim, Shachli, you make on the juice, Shahakol. Chin Devash Azov, Menat Tamarim, the same regarding honey that comes from dates. Ki Ein Mashka Nikra Pri, because Mashka is not called Pri. Rakayayim, Hashem and Zayas, except wine and olive oil. Vayayin, regarding wine, Shuchashim, which has great significance. Kavulai Brachim Yuchedes, the Chachamim were Kaveya, a special bracha for Bari Pri Hagafen. Veshemen zayis shu gam kein chashav, and regarding shemen zayis, which is also significant, if one derives benefit from it by eating it, inon shu tzarach levar chalav, in a manner that he has to make a brach on it, avar chalav bar priya eitz, he would make a bar priya eitz. Halacha beis, perish in darkam lebishol, fruits that are not normally cooked, el achlam chayim, but are eaten raw. In bishlon, if you cook them, avar chalav right there shahakal, you make a shahakal on the broth. Of a Paris, Shadarkam Liabsham Lavashlam, but fruit whose usual manner is to be dried and cooked, Vahim Shrichas Laroiv, and are found in abundance, Venatue Luhu Adaita Dahachi, and are planted for that purpose, and Bisham Klelechal HaParis, if he cooked them in order to eat the fruit, Vagam Lishas as a Raitiv, and also to drink the juice, the broth, Mavarach Al Raitiv Varapriya Eitz, you would make a Eitz on the broth. I feel in Eichel Menat Paris, even if he's not partaking of the fruit that's in the broth. Vichin Kitnias Virakais, regarding kitnias, which are legumes and vegetables, B'makom Shadarkam Lavashim, in a place where the usual manner is to cook them, L'achlam V'gam Lishtois HaRaitiv, in order to eat them and as well as to drink the broth, M'varach HaRaitiv Bar Pi Adama, you'd make the broth of Bar Pi Adama. I feel in Eichel Menat Meichel, even if he's not eating from the solid foods. V'achilik shebein zel mashin spar b'sif aleph, the reason for the difference between this and what we said in sif aleph, yesh aymerim, some say, mishem dehasim ein darkam akach, that the bracha on juice extracted by squeezing the fruit or vegetables is shahakal, because there it speaks of a case where it's not the usual manner. Lisgad es aperis, a yirakus leitzim yameyem, to squeeze the fruits or vegetables in order to get their juice out of it. V'achil darkam akach, while here, it is the derech to do this. V'yesh amren, there are those that say, Mishem de'yayser nichnas tam apri v'hayarek, that because the flavor of the actual fruit and vegetable is absorbed in a greater manner, v'mayim shavashim ha'isim v'hem, in the water which they are cooked, mi'ashu mi'asher hu b'mashka shazav v'hem, then it is present in the juice that flows from them. That's why. But if the purpose of cooking is only for the sake of fruits or vegetables, the purpose is to prepare cooked fruit or vegetables, not fruit or vegetable broth. Then if one does not eat the fruit or vegetables, but only drinks levad, only drinks the broth, you would make a shahako. Then bishlam im baster b'yachad, if you cook the fruits or vegetables together with meat, afilim kavanas abishul gam b'shul ha'roitev, even if the purpose of the cooking was for the sake of the broth as well, olam avarachal ha'roitev shahakal, he always makes a shahakal on the broth, ki abaster hu ha'ikar, because the baster is the ikar. Halacha gimel, perish ashron abishlan rak b'shul ha'roitev, regarding fruits that were soaked or cooked solely for the sake of the broth. Mavarach alav shahakal, you would make a shahakal on the broth. L'chem, mavarach alav coffee val tea shahakal, therefore we make a shahakal on coffee and tea, which is made solely, the fruit or vegetable that comes from is made solely to make coffee or tea. V'chein, the same regarding beer. Whether it's produced from dates or barley, you would make a shahakal.